Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode. Happy Monday, everybody. And this week we have another episode of the T-Bone Speaks podcast. And so far for the last six, seven, 8 weeks, you guys have been listening to my different series on the practice pivot and how we're trying to have you move your practice to the right, as I call it. And next week, what I would like to do is do a Q&A session. And so if you don't mind, if you can go to www.asktbone.com and submit some questions, that would be fantastic. Again, that's www.asktbone.com and submit questions that you have specifically for the practice pivot, or quite frankly, any other questions that you have, and we can use those in the future. So this week, I want to introduce everybody to Meredith. Meredith,
hello.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. So Meredith, who are you? Why are you here?
So I am taking over 3D Dentist.
Oh, you're taking over.
Yes, taking over.
So does that mean I don't have to work anymore?
Yes. Perfect. So I'm making you work harder, actually.
Probably. You know, and my goal is not to work harder. It's to work smarter.
Right. But work harder at 3D Dentist. Do more. Yeah. We're going to grow it and keep moving forward.
So for those of you that have been to any of our programs at 3D Dentist, you guys have probably met Lori.
Yes.
And unfortunately, Lori gave me about 2 months ago, she mentioned to me that she wanted to move to Atlanta and be closer to her family. So we obliged her. I didn't really have much of a choice, to be quite honest with you. So at that point, we needed to find somebody new. And Meredith has been in my office in the practice for about 5 years now.
Yes.
Started as an intern and then kind of moved all over the place.
Done a little bit of everything.
Anything but dentisting, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much. And so Meredith, I could tell, was a little bit not pushed, or I don't know the right word for it. You weren't super happy, let's say.
Right.
In what you were doing, because you wanted something different for yourself, for your career. So I approached Meredith about taking over for Lori, and she seemed a little hesitant. Not at all. No, she seemed to jump right on it.
Yes.
So Meredith will be our contact point for anything that I do in terms of speaking, in terms of our courses and workshops, in terms of the podcast and everything. So that's Meredith at 3d-dentists.com or 855-332-2285 is how you can get in touch with her. So Meredith, what are we going to talk about this week?
So today we're going to recap this past week, which was probably a blur to you.
A little bit.
A lot going on.
Bit, yeah. So we're going to talk about Dentist Place Around the World?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, it's probably, quite frankly, the meeting that I look forward to the most per year. For me, it's a meeting. There's some education there for me, but more for me, it's about the community.
Right.
It's about seeing all my friends, old friends, meeting new friends. And what's super special to me about that meeting is you're around people that love what they do. There's very few dentists there that aren't engaged in their practice, that aren't engaged in dentistry, who aren't you know, who aren't trying to really just go to another level. So to me, that's awesome to be surrounded by X thousands, you know, in this case, this year, roughly 7,500. Yes. You know, I don't know exactly how many dentists, but probably 4,000 or 5,000 dentists who all love what they do and who are all speaking the same language, speaking the language of CEREC and CAD/CAM, cone beam and 3D. And over the last few years, the meeting has, you know, certainly grown in the sense that since the merger of Dentsply and Sirona, we've added implants. They've added implants, endo, preventative, hygiene, restorative. You know, it's become a pretty much a all-inclusive meeting, which covers pretty much everything. But I still think, you know, and this is probably me being biased, that the lifeblood of the meeting is the CAD/CAM and the cone beam part of the meeting, at least for me.
For sure, for sure. So this year was probably the biggest year for you there, I would say. But how long have you actually been involved in Dentsply Sirona World?
So it's interesting. So the evolution of Dentsply Sirona World started as a CEREC meeting. And the first year was, I want to say 2005, 2006. It was CEREC 20 to celebrate the 20th birthday of CEREC. And they did a meeting at the phenomenal hotel that is the Bally's. Yuck. So
we've upgraded.
Yeah, a lot. And but that was put together a little bit, I don't want to say last minute, but a little bit late in the game to get, you know, the best hotels and stuff. And that was the only year it was at not the best place. And so my friend Samir and I were invited or hired actually by Sirona at the time to help with putting together the meeting in terms of the logistics of the speakers, the education, the logistic of the booths and the exhibitors and, you know, kind of the overall logistics. And that came from our experience having started the Dental Town meeting in Las Vegas. So we were kind of brought in to assist with that. And then it went to CEREC 25, and then CEREC 27 and a half is still, in my opinion, the most special meeting I've ever been at. And simply because they released the OmniCam that year, and it was like a rock concert. I mean, that was the first year they had, in my opinion, just massive. They just put so much into the production value of that meeting, and it was unbelievable. And they, you know, introduced the OmniCam. I was fortunate enough to be involved in the initial testing of the OmniCam. And then at that point, it kind of just moved on to become Sira World. And then became Dentsply Sirona World. And then it's alternated between Vegas and the East Coast. And this year was here in Orlando. So, you know, it's, and yes, listen, 27 and a half was just magical. Okay, it was magical. But personally for me, this year was probably the biggest meeting for me this year. So it'll hold a special place.
So for those of you that were not there the last weekend,
or who are not on social media,
yes, of some sort. T-Bone did a live surgery on in front of 7,500 people. Yeah. So there was a lot of logistics that went into that. Of course, you couldn't just fly out to Vegas and do a surgery, unfortunately. Yeah. So a lot of stress. I mean, there was all kinds of things involved. We'll get to that, but. So you were involved in helping plan the education and the booths, but you didn't always have a booth.
No,
how many years have we been doing
that?
That
was only for CEREC 20 and maybe a little bit in 25. And then after that, you know, they took over and they kind of ran it on their own. As their organization grew as well. You know, we had our booth, 3D Dent, you know, number one, 3D Dentist didn't start till 2013, 2014. And we did our first booth two years ago in Vegas, two or 3 years ago, we did our first booth. This was our third time doing it. And it still amazes me because I'm so poor at this, that how many people ask me, where should I get training?
And I'm like, well, when you're speaking.
You know, I'm like, well, you know, I'm biased. We do our own training programs. But, you know, the booth is fantastic, and it's grown. The initial first year was literally just a little booth with us standing there saying, hey, we have some classes here and there. And I would say, you know, last year and this year, and especially this year, it's become a little bit of a production for us. And that has zero to do with me, luckily. That has a lot to do with my wife, Mona, said that we should all the ladies that work the booth for us, should all dress in the pink dresses. And
instead of the polos he bought us.
Right. Well, or instead of like the typical Vegas, you know, I think the little sleazy outfits. Not that I don't mind sleaze sometimes, but not representing me, certainly.
Right.
And I think that has worked out really well. I think it stands out. And
it's definitely noticeable.
Yeah, it is. And yeah. So that's great.
It's fine. I don't need to be that clear.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, podcast family, T-Bone here. Are you a dentist looking to elevate your practice and profits? Then pay close attention. Introducing the 3D Business Mastermind, the dental business coaching program designed for dentists who want to see real results. I've walked the path of practice ownership for nearly 25 years. I know your challenges. I felt your pain. This is your opportunity to overcome the chaos, the busyness, and the financial frustrations of owning a dental practice. Imagine a dental practice where your appointment book is highly productive, doing the dentistry you enjoy, your team is self-motivated, and your profits keep climbing. That's what the 3D Business Mastermind is all about. In this exclusive mastermind, you'll join a league of ambitious dentists driven to elevate their practices. You'll gain access to proven strategies, personalized coaching, and a community that understands your journey. So if you're ready to supercharge your dental practice and enjoy the success you deserve, visit www.3d-dentists.com and take the first step towards a brighter future in dentistry by filling out the 3D Business Mastermind application. Now, let's get to this week's episode.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, I think for me, look, live surgery, and we'll talk about that. While that was personally unbelievable and egotistically unbelievable, I think for me, what I'm most proud of is our booth team. You know, it's family. And, you know, that's how we started townie meeting, dental town meeting, was, you know, our families essentially running that meeting and putting the effort and time into it. And that's the same thing with 3D Dentist, you know, to be able to have, you know, our team members from the office, from our practice, because I'm actually a practicing dentist, to have our front office, our assistants, our hygienist, to have people from my wife's practice, to really see everybody come together to support our endeavor, you know, to step back and take a look at that. And I would argue that they don't do it begrudgingly. They do it lovingly.
Oh, they're supporting you 100%. And I was going to say that too. Some of these girls actually don't even work for you, but they have been supporting you since townie days.
Yeah. So they, you know, several have been in our practice, and that's my point,
right,
is, you know, everything I do has always been successful. Not that everything I've done has been successful, but everything I've done that has been successful has always been built on a very family atmosphere. And that is also a limitation that we serve or we have, because it'll only grow you so far. But I'm willing to live with that limitation, because having a family, having people you can depend on, having people who believe in you, and having that still that smallish feel is critically important to me. So I got to give hats off to our entire team at Gupta Psychiatry and Raleigh Dental Arts for their love and support in making that meeting very successful for us, representing me very well, representing our practice very well, and just being great people. I've got to give them a lot of credit for that.
So over the last 3 years, I've been at the booth every year we've had it. I was just a helper, just one of the pink girls. But every year it's grown. It's gotten bigger. We've had more traffic, more visitors. This year we had a photo booth. We had some fun. A lot of people stopping by. You did a live podcast with the patient.
I did more podcasts last year than this year.
Well, you're a little bit busier this year.
Busier this
but
year.
The podcast with the patient the day after surgery was incredible. And then we have to touch base on the orange jumpsuits, right? They're almost as famous as our pink dresses.
You know, I don't know. I want to say that was either Sully or Aaron's idea. I don't know whose idea that was. So last year for Dentsply Sirona World, for DS World, we actually rented a rock star bus.
Yeah, I was gonna say, don't say an RV. That was
no,
like
no, it wasn't an RV. It was a
They went on tour. Okay,
it was essentially the 3D bus tour, and we drove from North Carolina down to Orlando, and
with a lot of stops.
With a lot of stops along the way, we stopped in South Carolina, we stopped in Atlanta, we stopped in Florida, we stopped kind of all over the place, and we stayed on the bus, and it was awesome. I want to do it again.
Yeah.
I just need a few companies to help support that, that see the vision in
Vegas
that.
Is a long drive.
Listen, it's 3 or 4 overnights, and that's how I look at it. It's no different than what we did to get to Orlando. And, you know, I think that was so much fun. And then Sully or Aaron had the idea of having these jumpsuits. And so last year we had them all in different colors.
Mm-hmm.
And I, of course, had the orange one because orange is one of my favorite colors. And then so this year, I think you decided to get everybody orange jumpsuits, a different orange than me, of course. But
yeah,
so maybe I'll need to get a new one as well.
Updated the season's orange.
But, I think ultimately that reflects the personality of what we do. You know, it's we're not suits. We're not buttoned up.
Right.
We're not, we're not corporate in a sense, right? We are who we are. Love us, like us,
we're
hate
fun.
Us.
Laid
you
back.
Know, it is what we are. You know, we're politically incorrect. I'm mostly politically incorrect of all of us.
Yes.
But, I want us to have a good time. I want us to represent what our practices can be and what dentistry really is in a sense. It's a collection of individuals who are just trying to make a living and trying to establish a great life for themselves. So the orange jumpsuits that, and I wore the championship belt today, this year, which is a lot of fun. And
people used it in the photo booth too.
Yeah. And we only got to wear the jumpsuit one morning this year because it was so much speaking. I think last year we wore it an entire day and we wore it to the Katy Perry concert.
At night.
Last year,
yeah.
At
you
night.
Wore it to all the parties.
Yeah. So I think, it smelled a little bit last year. So this year it didn't come back smelling.
Right.
So, but the jumpsuits were a lot of fun. Yeah,
another fun thing when you guys were speaking is everyone came back after they knew where to find you guys.
Yeah.
There was always, kind of like home base.
Yeah.
Everyone knew where to find you guys after you spoke when they had questions. A lot of people wanted to take pictures with you guys. I mean, I know on Monday when they all got back to work, they didn't know what to do. Nobody wanted to take photos with you. Nobody wanted your autograph.
I was talking to Aaron this morning and I said this week has been a big letdown for me.
You had to work really hard.
Well, I had to work. And then yesterday was nuts in the office. Monday I had a light schedule, luckily. But, nobody stopped me in the hallway. Nobody wanted to take pictures with me. Nobody catered to me. I was just the dumb boss again who was, causing us the hygiene to get behind. And none of my patients
talking
wanted to.
Talking too much.
Yeah, nothing. I mean, it was, and then my kids, they keep me grounded and, they didn't treat me any special. My wife, certainly, she treated me special that week, but she came back home and I'm back to, I'm the guy that doesn't help with the kids or forgets to pick up the kids. Or like a couple of weeks ago, I left the dog at the office. it's right back to all of that stuff. And so that's been, look, it's good. It's good that I can't live like the way I lived last week all the time.
Yes, it was very exciting. And then the speaking probably had a lot to do with it. I know after yours, we had like an hour line of people wanting to ask questions.
Yeah. So, it's a double-edged sword. I get, sometimes I get a little butthurt when I don't get asked to speak a lot. When they, like last year, they had me speak once or maybe twice. Okay, mm-hmm. I think it was once. And part of me was like, that's awesome. I get to enjoy the meeting for once. But part of me was also like, well, maybe I'm not good enough or whatever.
They don't need me anymore.
Yeah. These are all real fears, right?
Right.
And so that's kind of in the back of my mind. And so this year, I guess I may
you were needed.
I stuck myself in. So, I spoke, I did the live surgery on Thursday morning. I did an assistance panel, which I want to talk about that as well. That was a proud moment for me as well. I did the assistance panel on Thursday afternoon. Then I had a speaking program Thursday late afternoon. And then Friday afternoon, I had 2 speaking programs pretty much all afternoon. And then I left Saturday morning because I had to go to a family event in Florida. So I basically had half a day. I had Friday morning, which is the jumpsuit morning.
Right.
To kind of enjoy
what's, you know, all going on, or kind of have my, you know, my, I guess, free time, flexible time to maybe attach a class or whatever it is. And I didn't make it to
one
class.
Which we kept you at the booth the whole
time. I didn't get it to one class. And but having a home base was good. I, you know, to be able to have people come ask questions and to be able to promote our programs was fantastic. And look, I believe our workshops are some of the best in dentistry. They're built on love. They're built on reality. They're built on what we're actually doing in practice. They're run by people that are actually practicing and team members that are actually practicing. I think we have something really special happening, and I think it's only going to get better as we're doing some road programs next year. I think now will be a good time. I think one of the most exciting programs that we have for 2020 is our next program, where me and Sully will be going to a few different cities around the country, and we're going to do a one-day workshop on a one-day seminar on case acceptance, treatment planning, adding more advanced procedures to your practice. And so I'm super looking forward to that. That is, at the end of the day, what the practice pivot is all about, and that's really what the next seminar is. It's that step to figure out what is next for your practice and where do you want to go, or is the practice pivot or doing something like that right for you. And it's also a way to experience what we do at 3D Dentists and see if we're right for them and what your team members can do and all of this stuff. So I'm super excited about the next seminar. If anybody wants to learn more about that, they can go to www.tbonespeaks.com and then click the courses button and all of that will show up.
Yeah, everyone was interested in that. We were really busy selling courses. We did offer discounts, which we don't usually do.
Yeah, I try not to.
Special week.
Yeah. Well, you know, listen, I think our courses and seminars are all priced very fairly.
Worth it.
They're certainly worth it. No question about that. They're worth what you put into it. You know, if you put nothing into it, they're worthless. If you go back and, you know, put into place, I mean, it's a no-brainer. But we price it very fairly. We keep our overhead as low as possible. Although it's crept up a little bit over the last few years. You know, that's there. But I think the last thing I want to mention, and then we'll talk about the surgery. I think the other proud moment for me, I had several proud moments. And so let's walk through some of those. Okay, I'm going to be truthful about this, okay? Selfishly, my most proud moment was having my mom and dad there.
Yes.
I invited them. Mona... I hesitated to invite them. Mona called him up and said, hey, you need to come. He really wants you to come. So they, of course, they said yes. And they've never really seen me speak. They've never really seen me do any of the stuff I do. So to have them there for me on Thursday was phenomenal. I mean, it was a highlight of my life, I think, to have my mom and dad there and to see what I do. So that was my number one highlight.
And they had a great time.
I think
they
so.
They did. They really enjoyed themselves.
I don't know how much Vegas is their cup of tea. No. But
we called them the day before to see what they were doing. They were like, oh, we're already out. We're busy. Okay.
Yeah, you know, they figured it. My dad was a little grumpy at the end of the day.
They were tired.
His arthritis was kicking in. But that was by far.
They wouldn't have missed it for the world, though.
Yeah, I think they're probably a little bit unhappy that I've never invited them before.
Yeah, right.
But this was there's a good reason to bring them to this one, at least in my opinion. So that was my most proud thing. My second thing was, as I mentioned, just having our team there, including my wife, and having some of her team members there, and just seeing the support and how we've built a decent-sized organization built on a good culture, the culture that exists in our practices and a culture that extends to 3D dentists. And it's a culture that I would say that is imperative to me. The third thing I was proud of was when you and Liz joined me on the assistance panel. I think I joined you guys on the assistance panel.
Like a week before, week's notice.
Yeah, which is the best way to do it, quite frankly. But Shannon Pace Brinker had asked me maybe about a month ago if I would be willing to assist with an assistance panel because they just started a new assistance track at DS World, and I said, of course. And initially I was going to take a couple of my current assistants in, but then the live surgery kind of interfered with that. So then I said, why not have a couple of former assistants come in, which they still work for me, which is Meredith and Liz. And I think it was perfect because it allowed them to see that there is life beyond just sucking spit. And I think dental assistants are the second most forgotten people in dental practices. I think the front office people are the most forgotten and the most neglected. Yes. But the dental assistants are the second most neglected group in dental practices. And, you know, I firmly believe that there's so much out there for dental assistants. It's just putting yourself in the right environment, having the right attitude, and just believing in yourself. So to have you and Liz get up in front of, what, 250
at least,
people?
Yeah.
You know, that's probably the first time you've done anything like that.
Ever, yes.
What was that like for you?
You know, they came up and asked me later, what was it like? And I said, I've never spoken in front of people, but it was easy because I was literally just saying what we do every day. Yeah. It wasn't hard for me to come up with the answers because this is our everyday. This is what I've worked in for the last 5 years. And it was kind of cool to share that.
Yeah.
I probably have a different story than most. So it was fun.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hello, podcast family. T-Bone here, bringing you our newest live patient implant training, Full Arch Express. For dentists already placing implants and ready to level up and continue building their implant practice, this is the golden ticket. We're diving deep into full arch implants, the hottest game changer in implant dentistry. In this program, we tackle both overdentures and all-annex fixed hybrids, mastering techniques that are essential for modern, comprehensive dental care. It's about getting your hands on the tools and techniques that will replace the doubt and fear with confidence and predictability. Here's the kicker. There's live patient training right here in North Carolina. You're not just learning theories. You're in the operatory doing real work on real patient from start to finish, guided one-on-one by our expert 3D mentors. You'll learn the nuances of each approach, ensuring you can cater to a wide range of patients to maximize revenue. Speaking of revenue, with me, you know it's not just about the clinical skills. We're bringing business into this aspect too, teaching you how to integrate these advanced services profitably into your practice. So are you ready to rise up to the top in implant dentistry? Join us at the Full Arch Express. This isn't just another course, it's a career-defining leap. Head to www.3ddentist.com to enroll in our next session. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now, back to this week's episode.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think Liz was, you know, she had confided in me that she was super proud to get to speak in front of everybody. And that was a bucket list item for her. And, you know, I've seen her grow a lot.
Yeah.
From somebody that's not comfortable talking to people to somebody that, you know, gets over that and does it and who has grown her position. And same for you as well. You know, you're a little bit more vibrant than her. So I could see you getting up and talking in front of people. I could see that easier for you than for her. But it was very proud. I love seeing that.
It was really cool. We had a lot of people, a lot of assistants come to the booth afterwards looking for me and Liz to ask questions.
That's awesome.
And that kind of thing. Everybody said, are you guys hiring?
Yeah. Well, the answer is always.
Yeah.
You know, the truth is
I'll move. They were ready to move.
Like Mona just asked me, who is this Madison person? Why did you hire her? I go, because she seems like a great person. And if you find great people, you find a role for them. You know, you find a way to grow. At least my philosophy has always been, if you have great people, you have somebody that's willing to help you grow, you find a way. And then, you know, maybe you have to eat it for 3 months, which is probably what I'll do with Madison is, you know, I won't quite have it figured out for the first 2 or 3 months. But I think come early next year, it'll turn out to be a great move for us. And that's just, you know, always having your door open to people. The other thing I was proud of was the 3D instructor team, to see all of us, you know, and to see the energy and the commitment and to really create an environment where they can thrive. And, you know, my pet, of course, is Aaron Elliott, to help, you know, I would like to say I had a little role in helping her become who she is today, from giving her a chance to do our first seminars together to really having her take that and run with it. I've really seen Aaron blossom. And then my buddy Sully, who is a double-edged sword for me.
Your little brother.
Well, he's a double-edged sword, right? He's super high energy. Mona the other day says, don't you ruin his sparkle. And I said, what are you talking about? She goes, I know there are things he did that irritate you. And I go, yeah. She goes, leave it alone because that's who he is.
So one thing that I thought was really cool is you always push us to replace ourselves, right, which we do. And you were running behind at the surgery, mm-hmm, and someone texted me from the surgery and said, let Shannon know T-Bone's not going to make the assistant panel.
Right.
And I tell Sully, and he said, yeah, no problem. I'll go with you guys. Yeah. Like, he was ready to step in at any moment to be there for
that
you.
That guy's always willing to step in.
But, but that's cool that you have that.
No, absolutely. And that's, again, I live it, right? You know, I've replaced myself before in the practice with Dr. Leedy, right?
Yes.
And so, you know, and as we bring in another dentist next year, that's the goal, is to continually replace. I don't look at replacing yourself as me dying. I look at it as me
you
opening.
You growing.
Well, I look at it as opening up time to have new opportunities. And then to see Hutan just doing his thing, you know, really in there with medical billing, to see JP coming in on his own and really taking ownership and, you know, being himself. And then the support from people like Eric Ballou, who I hope we can find a permanent role for him.
Oh, yes, we have to.
In 3D.
He's part of the family.
He is 100% part of the family. But he's, you know, we don't have him on the thing and all of that. And I really want that for him. So so we got to work with him to figure out something there. And then just there's just the overall support from so many people. It's humbling to see that kind of support.
So you've replaced yourself with your courses as well.
Many
because
of the courses,
Sully has taken over for sleep.
For the digital
Johnny
sleep program.
Johnny P. has taken over for the implant integration.
Integration.
Which is why I've pushed you to make new classes because I want you to teach. So next year we have the implant continuum.
Right.
Which is already full for our first course.
Our first session, 9 days, 3 weekends, 2 of the weekends with live patients, helping people that want to add implants to their practice in a digital world. If you're not digital, we're not interested. But if you are digital, and it's not just Dentsply Sirona digital, it's digital with anything. It's an agnostic digital implant program. And we take people on basically how to add implants. You know, it's like everything else that we do. Our workshops are a recreation of what we did in the practice. It may not be the best way, it may not be the right way, but it's a proven way. It's a proven way that has worked, that has been successful, that has worked for many people, and has something that we can stand behind and support. So that's always, that's good.
And then the next program that we already touched on,
is the
you'll
next.
Be running that too with Sully.
Yeah,
so
with
that'll
Sully,
be a
that'll
be a team effort.
But so the whole point is, I need, you know, I got to the point where between family commitments, between speaking commitments, and between all the workshops I was doing, I just didn't have time to add or do anything else, right?
Right.
So I needed to be able to turn some of those away from me to get to the next step. Listen, Meredith, I think we should talk about the live surgery.
Okay, it's time.
Yeah, it's time, I think so.
So I know you couldn't hear what everybody was saying because
no, I couldn't.
There was so much into this, and then you guys were driven to a local office.
Right.
So one, you were working in an office that wasn't yours.
Yeah.
You were in a different atmosphere. We flew out suitcases upon suitcases.
Three suitcases of stuff.
For surgical supplies. But then you couldn't hear the crowd, which was really cool to be in the crowd. Samir even mentioned when he announced you, we all cheered. And he said, look, he has an entire row of cheerleaders. That's, we had matching outfits
on. That's because I pay your bills.
So it was really fun. So what was it like before it started?
Well, I would say that you could probably see it in my actions, and I was nervous.
I could tell. I don't know that you told everyone you were nervous.
I was really nervous. Mm-hmm. You know, I think there's a couple of saving graces for me. So Dentsply Sirona had reached out to me probably about 2 months,
about two months
before, and said, hey, would you be interested in doing the live surgery? I said, thanks for the notice. You know, maybe it was 2.5 months. And so initially they said, you know, they had their own vision for what they wanted to do. And I said, you know, and so I put the initial pressure on myself because I said, listen, I've been with you guys 15 years. You trust me. You kind of know what I'm about. I said, just give me a little bit of freedom and let me put something together and let me pitch it to you guys and tell me what you think. So, and then they said, I think with a little bit of hesitation, they said yes to the full arch. And So I put a lot of pressure on myself there because in my mind, I'm really leveraging a 15-year relationship with them. Because if I make them look dumb, that doesn't reflect very well on me. It doesn't reflect on 3D dentists. It doesn't reflect on, you know, my people. And I've always been very worried about being prideful, about being proud and making people, you know, proud of me. That's always been a very important thing to me. So I put a lot of pressure on me there. I think the other, the saving grace for me was about, I want to say December or January, it was about January of this year, the ADA had reached out to me and asked me to do a live surgery there. And same thing, I said, oh, let's do it. If we're going to do it, let's do a full arch, right? A single implant doesn't even, like a single implant doesn't do much
for me. Fulfilling
now. So they said, okay, why don't we do both, right? Yeah. So they said, why don't you do a single tooth and a full arch? So September 3rd or 4th, I can't remember the exact date, I did the upper arch on our patient at the ADA, which was my dry run in a sense. I mean, to me, while that was about the ADA, that was really about getting ready for Vegas. And I learned a lot. The case turned out great. It turned out fantastic. But I learned a lot of things about working in a foreign environment, working without my everyday stuff, about what we needed to bring, what we needed to have, what things were important to get to and stuff. So that kind of put me a little bit at ease, but still a lot of pressure. A lot of pressure.
So if people haven't realized how big of a month September and October were for you, Whitney, and Alyssa, because he took his assistants to California. Yeah. They came back. He went to Australia
then
for a week.
Then I had to go to Australia for the week.
Yeah. And then he came back. And then, only a week, including travel time. And then he came back, prepared, packed, and left for Vegas.
Vegas, yeah. So it was a busy 4 weeks, a very busy 4 weeks. I think I told a lot of people, I said, let me just get through September and early October, and then I'll come back to a lot of things. And same with the practice. You know, I think what's lost in a lot of this is the toll it takes on the office, being gone or being mentally gone, you know, being focused on different things or taking a couple of hours here or there for me and Whitney to work on getting our stuff together and things like that. But I was super nervous. We went to dinner the night before. I didn't really talk to anybody. Mona thought I was being a dick, but I was just telling, I'm just nervous.
8 o'clock, he's like, I got to go to bed. I got to go to bed.
You know, I'm just so nervous. I mean, I'm just nervous.
Did you even sleep?
No, I slept well. I slept I slept pretty well. But, you know, a lot of things went through my mind. I focused, what I find myself doing when I've got something big coming up is I focus on all the things that could go wrong. And I find that it puts me at ease to work through all of that, to kind of see where it is, what's going to happen, you know, mentally kind of get that. And you know, I worked through all of that in my head. And then I woke up on Thursday morning and it was...
Just did what you do every day.
I would like to say I did that every day, but it was showtime, right?
Right.
And what one thing I told myself before we started that that the team will be as energetic and excited and confident as I am. So if I walk in with a little bit of a woe is me or a little bit of a oh my God mentality, then it would go to them too.
Right.
We took a bus. Uber. We Ubered over there. We didn't have a luxury limo or anything, but we Ubered over there. We had gone the day before to set up. Dr. Chris Lim was gracious enough to allow us to use his office. He has a beautiful office, beautiful everything, but it's just not mine, right?
Right. It's not. It's different. It's just a different atmosphere.
You know, I'm used to working in a room that's
pretty big. I'd say for
15 by 13. It's a pretty large room. It's my surgical suite in the office. We have everything we need in there. Everything we don't need is in there. So much stuff. And that's not the environment that Chris has. He has a traditional operatory and very nicely done everything, but it's just not my environment. So we got there. We went there Wednesday afternoon to set up. We went Wednesday afternoon to do our audiovisual checks. So they had the satellite truck there. I mean, this is a big production, I think. I don't think people quite understand. So we had two cameras on us. So in this regular operatory, 10 by 10 operatory, I had to fit myself, two assistants, all our equipment, implant motor, I mean, everything, plus two people on a camera. And so it was pretty tight. And then we had a very tight schedule. And I think that was part of my nervousness, was hitting my points at each time. Like, I knew that we were starting at 9:20 And then that got delayed, which didn't help much, you know, because, you know, body gets prepared for game time, right? And when game time gets delayed 15, 20 minutes, it sucks. And, so then I knew that at X time I had to be at this stage, and X time I had to be at this stage, because they cut back in and forth to me. That was different from the ADA. The ADA, they watched the entire surgery as I was doing it, which is some goods and bads to that too. But I knew, and to me, that was one of my biggest nervousness was, hey, getting to these points or accommodating, maybe not being at this point and being able to do things so that we hit what we want to show the audience. And so that was a big challenge for us as well. And then so proud of Whitney and Alyssa. I saw earlier I talked about three things in the team I was proud of. And I got to give shout out to Whitney and Alyssa. They put me at ease. There was not one thing we didn't have. We had more than enough.
Right.
And, you know, they said, you focus on getting yourself mentally ready. We'll set the room up. You focus on having, you know, and then as I'm working, I've got a microphone in my mouth. I've got an ear pack in my ear. I got people talking to me in my ear. And then I'm trying to narrate what I'm doing and also doing the procedure. So, you know, there's just a lot going on. And luckily from doing the workshops and doing all of that stuff, you know, I'm kind of somewhat used to doing a lot of that, because it's one thing to just have somebody watch you work, but it's another thing to have them watch you work and explain what you're doing and, you know, while you're doing it and all of these things when things don't go exactly right. So it was phenomenal. You know,
it was
a highlight of my career for me. For me now, my big question is what's next?
Yeah, how are they going to top that?
Well, not even them. I'm more worried about me. What is bigger than talking or doing a live surgery in front of 7,500 of your peers? What more is there, right?
Yeah.
You know, maybe talking in front of them, but I think talking is one thing, but doing live surgery is a different thing. I think that's another level. So the question is, what's next for me? You know, what is to top that from my end? You know, because, and that's important to me, is to continue to grow and try to top. I'm a competitive person. I want to top
maybe
myself.
One day you guys can have a group.
Yeah.
Group, you know, talk, you and the 3D team.
Yeah. You know, I think the other thing that, and I've got to mention this. One thing that really did put me at ease was having Samir there on the other end. You know, me and Samir have been business partners and close friends since 2002. When we met each other in Los Angeles and then started the Townie Meeting together and ran that for 10 years together and have really helped each other's career, I would like to think. And I hope he would say the same thing about me. Having him on the other end, you know, we've done live patient programs together before. And so we know what we're, you know,
you
we
could
know
tell
what
you
thinking.
Guys could read each other.
Yeah. And, you know, and we have such a great rapport. And, you know, him knowing that, hey, it's probably time to cut away.
Right.
Or him knowing that, hey, we can go earlier. Him knowing that, hey, I'm going to, you know, I've stopped talking because something's come in my mind. And for him to take over, you know, and certainly we had talked beforehand and kind of talked about, hey, what's our backup plan if something doesn't go well? You know, what are some of the things that we can do? So certainly there was some planning in that. But having him on the other end really did make me feel more comfortable. And I knew... And what was so important about that, I knew somebody that had my back. It wasn't going to be like, hey, he's going to throw me under the bus because maybe I didn't have a throat pack in this time, or maybe this happened, or he's not going to point out like, hey, why is that drill? Why is that implant not going in any deeper? You know, he's not going to ask, you know, knowing that you got somebody that's not trying to make
support
themselves,
system.
You know, not trying to make themselves seem smarter, was certainly super important for me.
Yeah.
But, you know, the reaction afterwards was unbelievable. The pictures with people coming up to saying hello, people asking me how it happened. So many people that listened to the podcast coming up and saying hello. And to me, that's, you know, take everything else away. To me, that's so important is being able to have people come say hello and being able to answer people's questions and having people talk to you and say, hey, how's your kids doing? Or because that's kind of what we talk about in the podcast or my live things or different things. And I love that.
That kind of all wraps back up into the community and why we go and what we want.
And the family atmosphere I'm trying to create for everything. And, you know, I had one person that said on Facebook, they took a picture with my flat face or whatever it's called.
So I had cutouts of all the 3D team for the photo booth. Yeah. Well, then people started taking him around at night. So T-Bone was already in bed, but we took him out to the bar with us.
And I had one person say I couldn't meet him because he was too busy. And I want to tell people, I'm never too busy. I want to meet everybody. Everyone. And I'm not, and while it looks like, and I come across as being a very outgoing person, that's showtime. You know, for me, when I'm speaking or when I'm doing that thing, I don't want to say it's not an act, but it's me knowing that that's what I got to do. And that's my personality there. But when I'm quote unquote off stage, I'm kind of like a guy that sits in the corner that just, you know, and that kind of, I'm a little afraid to come up to people and talk to them a little
bit. People have to come to you for sure.
And it's not an arrogance thing. It's just that it's just always been my nature. It's always been my personality. Except when I'm drinking, then I'm a little bit more, then I'm a little bit more aggressive.
Yeah.
But yeah.
For sure.
No, the meeting was phenomenal. Coming back to normal life has been, you know.
It was very dry out there. I just have to mention, next year Chapstick will be at our booth.
Yeah, we'll have 3D Chapstick or 3D lip balm.
We came back with no voice.
Yeah.
I mean, that probably also has to do with talking to so many people, everybody stopping by the booth. But
yeah,
us Southerners were very dry out there.
Yeah, we were. And I don't know how your hair made it, Mary.
I know. Well, the
my
humidity.
Hair did fine.
Yeah. We had someone come do our hair.
Well, last time I went to Vegas, I think my scalp started
dry,
peeling.
Yeah.
But this time I came back with my lips just being horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Just horrible.
Well, it's time to plan for 2020.
Yeah, I think so. And I want to take the moment to thank everybody for their support over the years, from my early Dentaltown days to my Dense Serona days, to Dentsply Serona days, to the 3D Dentist days, to social media, to the podcast. There's been a lot of support. I don't do this for my ego, although that certainly plays a role in it, but I really do it to help people and to show people what dentistry can be, because I firmly believe this. Dentistry is probably the best profession in the world. Maybe we won't get wealthy doing dentistry, but you'll live a damn good life, and you'll have a lot of control over where you go and how you become and what you become. And I want more dentists to experience that. I want more dentists to experience doing more of the procedures that they dreamed of doing, or having more of the practice that they dreamed of having. And that's really what 3D Dentist is about. And so thank you for your support, for the many people. We did very well in course signups, and then for the many people who followed up afterwards, and those of you that are listening that would continue to like to support us, tbonespeaks.com. You can sign up for our seminars and workshops there. And, you know, for me, that's pretty much it this week.
And for our next podcast, I'm going to be asking T-Bone questions.
Yeah.
So if you have any questions, if you could head over to asktbone.com and send me those questions, I will be asking T-Bone and shouting you out on the next podcast.
And maybe we should do that live even.
Yeah, we
can.
We can
set a time so that way people on social media can ask questions as well. And we can have a kind of interactive on the practice pivot and go from there.
Okay, sounds good.
Thanks, everybody. Remember to continue to share our podcast, to rate our podcast, and to do all of those things. It's super important. TboneSpeaks.com, signing out for this week, and I'll hear you guys next week. Bye.